Now let us stand together for our hymn of praise. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, in our Methodist hymnal number 278. Let us all stand together. That's okay. Share our call to worship together. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen. Please be seated.
You can follow along with me in the bulletin. I'll read the foreword to give you a little background of the cantata that we will be doing. During Holy Week, the last days of Christ are often characterized with words like suffering and darkness. Taking a closer look, however, we can see suffering and darkness were, in fact, instruments of great joy and light. From Thursday evening's Passover and through Friday's dark hours of the cross, the light of Christ continues to illuminate the truth. With intense clarity, the teacher was showing us, by example, the greatest lessons of the ministry: service, obedience, humility, and forgiveness. Through Christ, the full spectrum of God's grace is reflected in beautiful hues upon our lives. In the suffering of this Holy Week, find joy. In its darkness, see light. For light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the power of Christ's grace and the source of great joy. And now it is our privilege to present to you the Colors of Grace, Lessons for Lent. Thank you.
Full of grace and truth, the Word became flesh and made His home amongst us. And the Word proclaimed, I am the light of the world. If you love me, you will obey my teaching, and you will know the truth. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. We have one teacher, the Christ. By example, he teaches us the lessons of service, obedience, humility, and forgiveness. Each lesson becomes a prism through which the light of truth reflects the colors of grace upon our lives. Hear the words of the teacher. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. It is Passover, and the disciples are gathered with their teacher to celebrate the feast. During the meal, Jesus stands, wraps a clean cloth around his waist, and pours water in a basin. Kneeling before his followers, he begins to wash their feet, then dry them with a cloth. Do you understand what I have just done for you? I have set the example. Learn from me. No servant is greater than his master, and no messenger greater than the one who sent him. Do as I have done. Cleansed for service, we are whiter than snow. Hear the words of the teacher. I did not come to be served, but to serve. Be dressed and ready for service. By the gift of God's grace, we become servants. Take the yoke of service and learn. It is evening in Gethsemane, and the stillness the teacher withdraws to pray alone. Father, if you are willing to take this cup from me, yet not that my will, but your will be done. Agonizing over what lies ahead, he continues praying, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. As he surrenders to the embrace of obedience, great beads of sweat begin to fall from his face upon the ground, like drops of wine red blood.
Fill us tender desire, your
hear the words of the teacher. I obey my Father's commands and remain in His love. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Through Christ, we receive grace to the obedience that comes through faith. Take the yoke of obedience and learn. Daylight at the Praetorium, where the governor hands the teacher over to be crucified. The soldiers twist together a crown of thorns and place it upon his head. Stripping his clothes from him, they lay a purple rose across his shoulders and place a staff in his hand. With a thirst for ridicule, the soldiers kneel before him as they cry, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Bruised and beaten, spit upon and scorned, he endures insult and shame. And finally he stands beneath its weight. The soldiers strip him of the purple robe. Thank you. Hear the words of the teacher. I am gentle and humble in heart. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Be clothed with humility, for God gives grace to the humble. Take the yoke of humility and learn. It is afternoon on the hill called Golgotha. Pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquities, the teacher hangs suspended on a cross. Although his body is suffused with pain, his heart overflows with grace as he cries, "Father, forgive them, for they do not understand what they are doing." Darkness shrouds the earth as the sun hides its face in sorrow, and the sky grows black as midnight.
Thank you.
Hear the words of the teacher. Take heart, your sins are forgiven. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. In Christ we have forgiveness according to the riches of God's grace. Take the yoke of forgiveness and learn.